At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom. Dexcom.com/compatibility.
You are looking live at Tim Murray and Super Bowl champion Sean King on VSiN Primetime.
We are off and running on a Monday evening from Circa Sportsbook in downtown Las Vegas. That gentleman right there, fresh off a weekend in Arizona. What numbers are you putting up?
3-0.
On what?
Survivor.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you like to cherry pick what bets? Yeah, oh yeah, switch your hands there. There you go. Yeah, it looked like you went winless there.
Never in doubt, by the way.
Yeah,
shout out to Kirk Cousins.
Never in doubt. And our guy on Friday, Stucky, me and him were going back and forth because I retweeted the video that we posted at VSiN Live on Twitter about him selecting the Vikings, and he responded. He said, Tim being my friend on Friday and then cheering against me on Sunday with the handshake emoji. That's true. I was cheering
you
for the Detroit Lions.
You probably were rooting against the Vikings. I'll be honest.
You didn't tell me you were going with the Vikings. So, you switch it up every single
so
second.
I want your opinion on this because
yes.
I kind of was like in a situation where I didn't really know what to do because the second most amount of Survivor people had the Vikings.
Mm-hmm.
The most had the Bengals, so I had the Bengals. They look comfortably
ahead
of the Jets. And I almost was like, is it better for me to lose one of my entries and knock almost 400 more people out? So I kind of was in a, if the Vikings win, cool, I have all three left. But if they lose, at least it was worth it because of the amount of people that would have lost with me.
I'm surprised so many people went with the Chiefs. I know that the Colts hadn't played well, but still, you could find a much better time to use the Chiefs.
I was surprised 11 people didn't actually submit a pick.
I wasn't. Each and every week, it's someone's not putting in a selection. So we have the graphic up there for those of you listening with us of the Circa Survivor of the weekend. Sean's got three entries. I have one. So we rolled together on the Browns, and then I don't think I knew officially what your selections were on Sunday because you or on Friday's show, you gave out about 17 different options. So
yeah, so my three official ones were Browns, Bengals, Vikings.
All right. And you got them through.
We almost got really lucky. I don't know how the Texans lost to the Bears. I mean, they had that game, and 65 people took the Bears.
Yeah. We did have some losers with the Chargers. People rolled with the Chargers. And Justin Herbert ultimately played, and the Jags still Took care of business out there in Los Angeles. So I believe we're down around 1,500
yeah, or so. About right, yeah.
So, I mean, that's over 6,000 to start. Tonight, 6 have the Giants and 1 has the Cowboys, as you see right there. So
yeah, I'm on the Giants tonight.
Just as a straight bet?
Yeah, straight bet. I think I have them in the primetime survivor.
Yeah, you're mopping the floor. In that one.
Am I the only one left?
Well, you wouldn't let me change. Well, no, I still have one left.
No, I had two Chargers myself.
I had two Chargers. I had one Brown. So I still have one left. I think Big Balls has one left. Britton is... Are you done?
Big Balls is out.
Is he out?
Yeah, you can't change
Did he go all
pick?
Chargers? I can't remember. I don't know. There's so many different things
you
that we have going
on. You can't change your pick in Survivor. Once you hit submit, it's on to the next. Like, you don't get to go back because Saturday at 4 hadn't gotten here in the real contest, right?
Well, we had the rules where Derek got to be...
But that was because anyone could have done the same thing.
I understand.
Right. In this situation, if you submit your Survivor pick on a Thursday...
Look, I'm not complaining.
No, I'm just asking.
I rolled with it.
I'm asking because I don't want this to be a debate on Thursday.
Oh, it will be.
Wilbo's out.
I'll pull up.
When you go on the app and you go into contests... And you submit the pick. It gives you one final opportunity to not make that decision. But once you hit submit and it clicks you back to the previous screen, you can't go change that selection.
I believe if I'm looking at it right now, it looks like he took one on the Eagles. Is that the...
That's a swap. He had all Chargers. Oh. And he's out of there. Boom.
All right.
Yep. Put the belt up.
Okay. All right, so yeah, we had that. I'm sure Wilbo will be thrilled.
Plus, we want to make this thing right. Now we're the host of the show. The last thing we want is the guy that runs Stadium Swim and like a Canadian hockey player to outlast us in our own Survivor contest.
We don't have to worry about Banksy. He's been out. He's been out for a little bit here. So, a lot to get to. We got Monday Night Football tonight. We'll rehash the weekend that was in college football. Some big news, and not all the specifics are out yet. But Myles Garrett involved in a car accident where reportedly, and there's pictures of it, his Porsche that he was driving flipped multiple times. He has been reported sent to a local hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. So we'll see what comes of that for the Cleveland Browns and Myles Garrett. As
Across the league, Tim.
Lots of injuries.
Rashawn Slater ruled out for the year. They also said Chargers in Bosa, significant groin injury.
Jalen Guyton lost for the year for the Chargers.
Mac Jones has a severe ankle sprain. Like, we're going to really have to.
Well, it's
maybe we'll put JG. Maybe we'll put Goulet on injured reserve watch. So he'll be the one that reports to us about, okay, this guy's looking probable, questionable, definitely out.
I think we could let our producer do it. I don't know if the program director of the network needs keeping an eye on the injury
listen,
report.
In order to lead, you have to be willing to serve. So I know JG's like me, a man of the people. See, there's no task is too small.
By the way, I love this weekend. Sean tweeted me, I'm too busy cashing tickets on what?
I think my confidence picks. The only thing I lost was what, Clemson? I think
you want to do it now.
No, I think. What was it?
Yeah, you don't.
What I end up Sunday? What I do Sunday? What I have on Sunday?
You don't want to do this now. You want to take a look?
Oh, I had two losses, so I went what?
You scored 2 points.
No, I went 1-2-3. I went 3-2 plus my upset one outright. So that means I made money. I think.
No, you won two.
I think.
You pushed with the Texans and the Bears.
Mm-hmm.
You won with Kent State. You won with Florida. You put 5 points on Clemson, lost.
So here's what I'm going to stop. Stop putting points on my picks.
That's the point of the contest, Sean. And do you realize that you've benefited greatly from the point totals that you put out there? Week number two of this contest, you benefited significantly from 5 and 4 points. I'm just looking over on the left-hand column. Oregon State, hey, did they cover? They did. Southern Miss, outright win. James Madison, outright win. Dolphins, outright win. Oh, Texas Tech also won,
too. You had a good week.
I know.
Yeah.
And you
but
spent
you were
all...
dead wrong about the USC
How was it?
Oregon State game.
How was it?
Because
I watched every second.
All you guys talked about all week was how terrible Southern Cal was on defense. They gave up 14 points. Now, Oregon State covered, but the method of which they covered was not how the actual game played
out. Did you watch the game?
Yep.
I watched the entire game.
Yeah.
Every second.
Final score was 17-14.
Yeah, and they scored a touchdown. So they scored a touchdown with 3 minutes to go.
This terrible defense that USC has that you guys talk about is so terrible and atrocious gave up 2 touchdowns in 4 quarters.
Okay. And how did the offense that is the best offense in the country, how did they do when they faced a legitimate defense?
Coach Smith had his crew ready. That's what you do.
You are the only.
That's what you do when you're a really good team. You go on the road.
I won my.
And you win a tough game.
I won my bet.
You did.
Yeah.
I just was.
And it was almost never in doubt.
I was cutting a few feathers off of your peacocking because you said it was going to be a cover because of how terrible SC was on defense.
Okay.
So I want to give them credit. I'm going to take my hat to those guys. 14 points is good. It's a good start.
Congratulations.
Yep.
And Utah is going to mop the floor with them in 3 weeks. Mop.
We'll cigar bet that when we get there.
It already have. Yeah. Oh, by the way, why don't you put a check next to that inspired effort from North Carolina's defense. How'd that work out?
Yeah. I'll be honest with you.
550-plus yards of offense against Notre Dame.
I know he had a fumble late in the game, but I'm a big fan of the running back.
Audric Guesstimé?
Yeah, he was a load.
Yeah, UNC's defense is an absolute disaster.
I'm probably going to lose this Miami wins the ACC bet, too.
Yeah, how'd that go this weekend? Middle Tennessee.
But I will say this, while you're peacocking, we do have a cigar bet. Kansas State, I have Kansas State to win the Big 12. You have Oklahoma.
Yeah, it's a push if no one wins. Kansas State, I'll say right now, Kansas State will not win the Big 12.
Well, it depends. If the Adrian Martinez they're playing on Saturday shows up, they're going to be tough out.
Kansas State will not win the Big 12.
Well, I can't promise you.
They have a conference championship game.
I can't promise you that Adrian Martinez is going to show up, so I'm not going to get involved.
You didn't write it down, but you told me to write it down because you had packed up your stuff. It's Notre Dame over UNC.
And you had UNC?
Yeah, I had UNC. No, I had the team that put up 45 points.
I wasn't even disappointed in UNC's defense. I was disappointed in Drake May, Josh Downs. Like, I guess I can blame Mac because I didn't feel like they had a good plan.
North Carolina's not a very good football team.
Yeah, offensively, they're talented, though.
They have pieces.
Yeah.
They can't stop a nosebleed.
Yeah, I'm not talking about the defense, though. You keep going back to that. I said I was disappointed in Drake May, Josh Downs, and the offensive side of the football.
Well,
defense, I know what they are.
I would also point out the fact that Notre Dame's defense that held Ohio State to 21 points, Ohio State just put up 52 on Wisconsin this weekend.
I made quite a bit of cash on that game.
Good.
That was free money.
Was it?
Yeah, 17. Come on.
Well, people thought.
In the horseshoe.
People were telling me on Twitter when I was trying to get you to bet USC that it was free money that USC would cover.
But I didn't take that wager.
I know.
Yeah.
Because you're a chicken. Because you've been putting USC. You still would have USC number 2 in the country.
Yeah.
After what you saw in Corvallis.
That's not an easy win. Going to Corvallis against an inspired quality opponent like Oregon State.
Okay.
I mean, those are the games you have to win to get to the finish line.
Mm-hmm. Didn't you call the Pac-12 the pudding 12?
Yeah, not this year. It's better.
Your narrative gets shifted quite considerably.
Well, because the conference power structure shifts from year to year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like,
I think the ACC is below the Big 12 this year. When's the last time you said that as far as strength of the conference? Like, I don't like the top teams of the ACC, even NC State, Clemson. I don't like those. I don't think they're very good on the national scale.
I don't disagree. I think Florida State's pretty good.
Yeah.
They're laying 7 this weekend against Wake Forest.
They're rolling along, but they got to go to Death Valley.
They do. We'll see.
Good job on your confidence picks. I'm proud of you.
By the way, I guess your inspirational speech for the Battle of the Bell didn't work out all the way.
Yeah, we took one.
I don't know if you're going to be asked.
They lumped us up pretty good, man. I can't play. Woo! All I can do is help motivate from afar.
Golden Eagles, baby!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine. or a ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all, but here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean.
Yeah, but I mean, like John Cena got him. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is VSiN Primetime with Tim Murray and Sean King on VSiN, the sports betting network.
It's time to download Nevada's premier sports betting app, BetMGM Sports. BetMGM has all your favorite wagering options, along with in-game betting, boosted odds specials, and much more. Download the BetMGM app today and stop by any MGM casino on the Strip with your state-issued ID to open an account and start placing sports bets from anywhere in Nevada. Whatever your sport, whatever your betting style, you're going to love BetMGM's state-of-the-art technology and fan-friendly specials every day of the week. Visit BetMGM for terms and conditions. Must be 21 or older and physically located in Nevada. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. It is VSiN Prime Time here on VSiN alongside Sean King, Super Bowl champ. I am Tim Murray. By the way, I didn't realize this until this weekend. Your teammate and father of Texas A&M quarterback, Max Johnson, Brad Johnson, is a TikTok sensation?
Yeah, he makes trick shots.
And like raises money for charity?
Yeah, he's been doing that for, I think, a little over a year. And yeah. I think he started during COVID.
That's what he said. That's pretty cool. I had no idea. I think I saw Fox did the feature on him or something like that. Fox Sports.
Yeah, he left me a message. I got to call him after the show.
Can we get him on the show?
Yeah, because I told him, I mean, Max has got to transfer. I mean, you can't let a guy just yell at your son the whole game. Like, I mean, Jimbo's yelling at the quarterback from the first quarter to the fourth quarter. And nothing's Jimbo's fault. I mean, he's got those little ugly glasses that he puts, like, at the bottom of his nose, and he's got a play sheet. Looks like it has, like, 7,852 plays on it. And he's yelling at the quarterback all game.
We were talking pre-show about Texas A&M this weekend, so they win somehow against Arkansas, 23-21. They get a scoop and score that goes, 99 yards. They, you know, Arkansas misses a field goal that hits the top of the goalpost. I bet Mississippi State. I think Tech, this offense is disgusting. And they have been fortunate. I thought they were fortunate against Miami. That win looks even worse after Miami just got run by Middle Tennessee State. So I know it's 3.5, and Texas A&M is a low-scoring team, so laying a number with the hook still there, I think it's telling you something that's kind of staying there. Curious what this number does all week, but Mississippi State is an early look for me. Home game, and I'll say this, and we don't have to, because we got Monday Night Football tonight and a lot of you know, things to talk about. Mike Pritchard, one of our VSiN NFL insiders, is going to join us bottom of the hour. But I think this is a bad spot for Texas A&M. I think their offense is terrible. And they just lost their top wide receiver. Just came out. Jimbo Fisher announced that Anais Smith, out for the year. 15 catches, 291 yards. He's done for the year. I think Mississippi State at home, Stark Vegas, Cowbells, all of that. Next week, Texas A&M plays Alabama in prime time. Much anticipated game with all of the, you know, back and forth that we had between Jimbo and Saban this offseason. I think this is a great spot for Mississippi State. Give me that cowbell down there in Stark Vegas.
I'm not going to talk you out of that. It's early in the week, though.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. But I do like the Bulldogs there. You see four.
Yeah, they opened as the favorite. It's going up, too. It's moving towards Mississippi State.
I think it was two here at Circa and has now moved quite a bit. All right, let's get to a little bettable or forgettable. Once again, Mike Pritchard going to join us at the bottom of the hour, so about 12 minutes or so. Former NFL wide receiver, member of our VEASAN family here. We're going to chat with Devin Walker, former I guess I would say still a reality show star. He will join us at the top of next hour. And then Josh Applebaum with the latest of the market later on in the show. All right, let's start with the unfortunate news for the Los Angeles Chargers, Sean. Bettable or forgettable, left tackle Rashawn Slater out for the year with a bicep tendon tear. Also was pointed out, lost for the year, Jalen Guyton, wide receiver, who is a speedster. So when you look at the Chargers right now, current odds at BetMGM, they're plus 250 to win this division. Chiefs did lose yesterday, but from everything we've seen in this AFC West, Raiders have been disappointing. Broncos, they won in an ugly, ugly fashion, but got the win. Bettable or forgettable, the Chiefs are now the squad to back in the AFC West.
I think it's bettable. It's still a long season. But I think that's a bettable play. I mean, I know they just lost to the Colts, but they look like, you know, they're one of the top teams. The Bills just lost to the Dolphins, you know. So road games, you know, in your conference are tough.
And Colts were desperate, too.
Yeah, I mean, but I do want to make a point, and I think this is bettable information. Let me answer it. This is what I mean, though, Tim. When we have, like, these long, elaborate conversations before the season starts, and, you know, my opinion is always you can never really tell strength of schedule.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and this is because if part of like the win totals when everyone comes on the show before the season is, oh, they got to play the AFC West. So when you're doing those crossovers, and now you look at the AFC West, and I mean outside of Kansas City, who are you scared of? I mean, even though the Broncos are 2-1, that's an ugly 2-1. I mean, what, they won a game scoring 11, then they beat the Texans and they score with 13. So they haven't been able to do anything offensively.
Lost at Seattle, who looks absolutely dreadful.
That loss gets worse every day. I mean, the Raiders can't find a way to win a game. I mean, Mike Davis is meeting with the head coach after week three. And then the Chargers now with all these injuries. I mean, Bosa, we didn't even mention him. They say he has a serious groin injury. It's going to be week to week. So, you know, I think when you look at this conference, the only thing that's kind of looked like we thought it was going to look before the season is the Chiefs. So I buy into that imagery. Like, even though they lost to the Colts, again, Mahomes had them look like on the way to being able to kick a field goal right there at the end. You know, I think they had a penalty.
Amendola missed an easy field goal in that fourth quarter. So
I mean, So
yeah, I'm not worried.
You didn't lose a lot of respect for them on that loss.
I'm certainly not worried about the Chiefs. And then you look at the rest of the division. And I didn't make the bet, so I'm not going to sit here and peacock like I did with the Eagles. But we talked about it, you know, talking about everything over the summer. I just looked at that Chiefs number saying, are we really just counting out the Chiefs?
Yeah.
This is what we're going to do because Tyreek Hill's gone. And Tyreek Hill and the Dolphins are 3-0. So, you know, things are working out well. By the way, have you ever got that upset like Ken Dorsey did yesterday?
Did you see me retweet it?
Yeah. Who was the guy that you were talking about in that room too that you knew? Wasn't there a coach in that room that you said was kind of stoic and didn't really?
No, I say Ken.
Oh,
I was being sarcastic.
Oh, okay. I misread that, my bad.
Yeah, I was saying Ken handled it extremely well, didn't he? I mean, jeez.
But you would never do that on the sideline.
I know what he was mad about, and I know most people probably don't.
Was it the hesitation not to get to the sideline?
It was the fact that you work on these situational things all the time, and then to be put in this situation and not execute to the point where we can't even spike the ball and try a potential, was it game-winning field goal, right? Because the safety had made it a two-point game.
Yeah,
right?
It would have been 22-21 if he made it.
So, like, it was extremely frustrating. But his inexperience was why he reacted like that. He completely forgot that it was being videoed.
Well, I'll say this. The last offensive coordinator to go viral, that worked out well. Tommy Reese, when he had his expletive tirade to Drew Pine, they turned out the next week, did just fine. So
yeah, I think the opponent had a lot to do with that as well. We'll see when they play live.
Oh, live now, body on defense. So when I was told last week that UNC would give me an inspirational performance defensively, and then all of the different write-ups out there said, I don't know how Notre Dame keeps up with UNC once they obliterated them. When I tried to tell you that Georgia State was not a very good team and that they were losing to Georgia State. Now UNC. So you get to mold your arguments. You know, it's interesting. After you see results, I got it. I understand how it works.
You're not going to diminish my sales ability. Yeah. I'm an excellent salesman.
Yeah. Well, you just, unfortunately for you, you have me to call you out on your BS when you flip flop all the time. All right.
Did James Madison win outright? You guys are welcome. You guys are welcome. Yeah.
Did I bring that up on the show first? Did I write it up for VSiN.com?
You did a good job, though, because
did Texas Tech went out right.
Well, yeah, you're Texas Tech.
Yeah, okay.
Never in doubt, right? Bijan Robinson fumbled in overtime. Yeah, we got to get our producer Britton like on it. Like we thought we were on the way. We were texting in our little text chain, and we were like, Britton, if Britton's pick holds up, you know, his end of the bargain going 3-0 would have been, you know, quite impressive. But of course.
I don't know how.
State decided to Washington State at the worst time ever. They had played so good on defense.
I know.
And then, like, when they needed to play defense, they turned into what traditionally Washington State has been, which is a sieve on defense where they don't cover, tackle, do anything. Well, in some kind of way, they still covered.
Bo Nix was finding ways to be classic Bo Nix on the road. All right, real quickly, before we bring in Pritch, Mac Jones reportedly has a high ankle sprain. So that is not great for the New England Patriots, who now, Sean, at this point in time, find themselves as 10.5-point road dogs at Green Bay on Sunday. Bettable or forgettable, back in Hoyer and or Zappy in Green Bay?
Yeah, I feel a little better about Hoyer than I do Chase Daniels. I mean, Hoyer's got 1,500 attempts in this league, so, I mean, he's a real vet. This earned his paycheck, not Chase, who just seems to befriend everybody.
They're going to cover up the
Continue
Packers?
Continue to get a job.
Cover against the Packers?
I don't know about that yet.
Mike Pritchard will join us next right here on VSiN Primetime.
This is VSiN Primetime with Tim Murray and Sean King on VSiN, the sports betting network.
VSiN has a new podcast to help you bet on pro football's biggest games. VSiN Pro Football Betting Podcast puts out 3 episodes each week to thoroughly cover every pro game. Host Danny Burke and VSiN analysts give their insight on betting spreads, totals, props, and futures every Monday, Thursday, and Friday. Download and subscribe to the VSiN Pro Football Betting Podcast today, wherever you get your podcasts. Less than 2 hours away from Monday Night Football, Giants and Cowboys. That's Sean King, Super Bowl champ. I'm Tim Murray. Man, look at RG3. RG3, he's got some nice suits. He's looking sharp. He's looking sharp on ESPN. And I know a man who always dresses well here in the great city of Las Vegas, our senior NFL analyst, Mike Pritchard, former Colorado Buffalo. We will not speak about the alma mater moving forward. And former NFL wide receiver, Pritch. When you look at what is on tap tonight with the Giants and the Cowboys, Giants laying just a point, a total of 38.5. Are you buying some stock in Cooper Rush, or was last week a one-off in that victory against the Bengals?
There's a lot of stock to buy, and I'm still not buying any stock in Cooper Rush, man. You know what? It's crazy because I called a game of his in college when he was with Chips up there in Central Michigan. And, you know, I thought he could do some things, right? But lo and behold, his career has turned into one of a backup that way. But I think he's what Dallas needs at home, right? I mean, at home last week, Dallas rallied behind the whole Cooper Rush situation. Now they're going to go on the road for the first time in 2022. So we had no idea what's going to happen, not only with Cooper Rush, but with the Dallas Cowboys as a football team. So I've seen some things already transpire this year in terms of those road trips or certainly those first home games, and whether a team gets right or whether a team has enough momentum. Certainly a lot of mistakes out there to be made, and we've seen a lot of that in the first 3 weeks as well.
Pritch, that's why I'm on the Giants tonight. A couple of reasons. I really think Brian Daboll is a really good coach. I also want to try and make as much money with Saquon Barkley as I can while he's healthy. But also, right. I've said this, it's easier for a backup to play at home than it is when you go on the road. Add in that it's a division opponent, and then on top of that, it's a standalone Monday night game for an undefeated Giants team. So that crowd will be really into it. In your experiences, when you had a backup quarterback in, did the coordinator limit the amount of line of scrimmage audibles because it was an inexperienced player and on the road?
Yeah, you know what, Sean? That's a great question, because, I mean, I've had experience with a lot of backups, really. You know, while we were in Atlanta, a backup that turned into the starter, Billy Joe Tolliver, you know, as the weeks progressed, we got more. But we got more of the offense from June Jones, and certainly what he wanted to do with the run and shoot got a little bit more complicated as Billy Joe Tolliver got more familiar and settled. Up in Seattle, you know, when John Kitna took over, Mike Holmgren gave him the whole offense. But the thing about John Kitna is, you know, we had me, we had Joey Galloway, we had some playmakers around him, Ricky Waters, we had playmakers around him. So it compensated for any situation that would arise, and certainly we could play through. But, you know, with Cooper Rush, he's got CeeDee Lamb. No Dalton Schultz. I mean, yes, he's got Pollard. Yes, he's got Zeke. But he's got CeeDee Lamb on the outside. So I don't know how much leeway he's going to have. I don't know how much freedom he's going to have to get to other things, because I just don't know where the Cowboys can get to other things, especially on the road, like you mentioned.
And this was tweeted about an hour ago. Dalton Schultz is expected to be out tonight.
Isn't one of the receivers out?
He's dealing with a knee injury. Michael Gallup's still recovering from that ACL. So it's been a rough go of it. The offensive line is all sorts of banged up.
Well, I took the Giants, so I hope they all stink.
We're talking to Mike Pritchard, former NFL wide receiver, played for the Falcons, Broncos, and Seahawks, was a first-round pick in 1991. Pritch, let's go back to last night. As ugly as it was the Mike Pritchard Bowl, as you had the Broncos taking on – no, it wasn't the Pritchard Bowl. Excuse me. I was thinking about week one. That was the Pritch Bowl, Broncos, and Seahawks. Right. But last night, your former team, the Broncos, do get the win over the San Francisco 49ers. But so far this year, you lose week one, the Broncos do, to Seattle on the road, emotionally charged up game. Then they find a way to win. And hey, look, in the NFL, you get a win, you get a win. But they beat the Houston, not so pretty. And then they win last night. So after three games for a team that we expected just to take off offensively once Russell Wilson got inserted, what has been your takeaway with your former team, the Broncos, through 3 weeks?
It's going to take some time, Tim. They didn't have training camp the way that a lot of teams would like to have training camp. And in other words, they didn't get a lot of work done, not in a physical way. Certainly didn't get any run in preseason either to kind of work through the growing issues that we're seeing play out right now for the Broncos. Tim Patrick going down. I think you mentioned this. Underrated about Tim Patrick going down, because you're anticipating Russell Wilson having three receivers in that fashion, as well as a tight end, a serviceable tight end, and then two running backs that are interchangeable that way. But you're down Tim Patrick. You're down Jerry Jeudy because of the ribs. You're down K.J. Hamler because he can't stay healthy. And now all you have on the outside is a possession-type receiver in Cortland Sutton, a 50-50 guy at best on the outside, too. So they're limited just from personnel. And then on top of that, a new quarterback with a new team, a new coach and all that. So they got to work through a lot, fellas, to kind of catch up. But they got some time. They got a 2-1 record. They're going to go on the road. Now, they don't win that game last night on the road. I mean, if bettors need to understand a home field advantage, I think we saw it last night with the hustle plays, the effort, the energy, that certainly San Francisco couldn't match, especially when the injuries started to happen to the 49ers there on the road.
You know, I'll be honest with you, I think this is going to have a huge and significant impact on Russell Wilson's legacy if this doesn't change. Because it's one thing to have a new system and struggle, but when you're a quarterback that's has the resume he has and just got the extension he got, 16, 16, and 11 in 3 weeks, the offensive output by the Broncos. Russell better get it fixed quick. I will say this. I want to move to the Vikings right quick because they have a really big-time wide receiver in Justin Jefferson. 9 catches in week one, Pritch. 6 in week two, 3 for 14 yards yesterday versus the Lions. If you're Justin, what are you doing today? All right, are you, hey, Kirk, let's go grab some dinner. Are you a Coach O'Connell? What in the, you know what, are we doing? Like, how is he supposed to handle this?
Yeah, Sean, I mean, that plane ride to London is going to be interesting for me. You know, talking, I would have been in the coach's ear all how many hours is that? I don't even remember how many hours it is, but maybe 10, maybe 8, who knows? But, yeah, I would have been in the coach's ear, certainly Kirk Cousins as well. I mean, I think Kirk Cousins, and we saw this against the Eagles, the nuance of the offense. In other words, you know, as you know, as a quarterback, Sean, you know, manipulating a linebacker, moving him out of a lane, or certainly manipulating a safety and just trying to create something from an offense because you know they're tipping their hand, you know what they're in. Let me get this third receiver because I can get a big play right there. All the nuances, Kirk Cousins he's familiar with, but he can't execute it yet, if you will. So I think as we progress through the season and teams watch tape and they take away certain things, they understand your tendencies, man, you have to develop the nuances of that system that you're running and executing as a quarterback. So when Kirk Cousins starts to do that, I think we'll see Justin Jefferson shine again. Because right now it's scheme-oriented stuff and you're trying to do different things. You're trying to at least have some rhythm out there if you can. But the nuances really are absent. But once the nuances show up, we saw nuance with Stafford develop and certainly with Cooper Kupp, and that was spectacular. Now, I'm not suggesting it's going to get to that level, but certainly I think the level gets a little bit higher with the nuances from Kirk Cousins.
Well, and I do think, you know, what you say, Pritch, is certainly is fair. But Jeff Okuda, who was once upon a time a top 5 pick, this is what he's done through the first 3 weeks. Devontae Smith, no catches, no yards, and he went off yesterday against the Commanders. Terry McLaurin, 2 catches, 22 yards, and then 6 targets, 3 catches, 14 yards for Justin Jefferson. So Okuda has looked tremendous through these first couple weeks of the season.
Yeah, he has. I mean, you got to give him credit right there, certainly, you know. But I as a premier guy, though, yeah. Justin Jefferson is that. He's got to break loose, and especially in an offense that is so conducive to his skill set, guys. And I'm looking forward to that because, like I said before, I mean, that guy's got an unbelievable game at that wide receiver position.
We're talking once again to Mike Pritchard, our lead NFL analyst here at VSiN, former NFL wide receiver. All right, Pritch, 30 seconds circling back to Monday Night Football. What jumps out to you? Giants laying 1, total of 38.5.
Well, ugly game, perhaps. I mean, we this is like a preseason game, it feels like, because all the backups in there, which is crazy. But I think Saquon Barkley should show out. That's right. I mean, this is time for him to show out. So look for a big game from Saquon.
Big game from Saquon Barkley there in the Big Apple.
Let's go.
Pritch, appreciate it
Good
as
stuff,
always.
Mike.
We'll talk to you next week.
All right, fellas. Y'all have a good one.
There he is, Mike Pritchard. More to come on VSiN Primetime.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or a ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
This is VSiN Primetime with Tim Murray and Sean King on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Football fans can turn a loss into a win with the King of Sportsbooks. Just place a single first touchdown score prop bet on every Monday night pro football game. If your bet loses, you'll receive up to $25 back in free bets. This offer is available all season long. Wager confidently and take your game to the next level with BetMGM. Just log into your account or download the BetMGM app and sign up today. Then wager on any player to score the first touchdown in any pro football game. And if your bet misses, you'll get up to $25 back in free bets. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. New and existing customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issue. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Promotional offer not available in Mississippi, Nevada, or New York. Alongside proud Tulane Green Wave alum Sean King, I am Tim Murray. People doing all right down there?
Yeah, I talked to my mom today. They've got water. You know, they boarded up.
Oh, in Tampa?
Yeah, preparing for the worst.
Yeah, we
I'm not want to talk about Tulane football. So,
you didn't. Yeah, you battled for a bell.
Yeah, I'll just deflect.
You tweeting me during the week?
You know how disgusted you get when the school you didn't even really attend, Notre Dame, like is playing bad. Like, think about if you'd actually gone to a school, and you know, every time it seems like they're ready to get over the hump. It's almost like they get stage fright.
It's almost like
I could have dealt with like a fluky game, but Southern Miss just outplayed us.
Mm.
I mean, we got off to a good start. Southern Miss kind of weathered, you know, that initial energy, and I mean, this was a systematic thumping after that.
Just should have taken the money line instead of to 12.5. You know,
I did make sure that the entire Green Wave Nation knew that. You were against us.
No, and I was right.
I found solace in that.
Well, good.
It's not always good to be right.
They could have been mad, but I was right.
It's not always good to be right.
Coming from the man who coined the phrase, pulling from my pockets.
Well, 100%. But publicly, I want to be very careful.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to step on the wrong toes.
I went. Right on those Tulane Green Wave toes. The week at, see, this is what you got.
You see that? You hear that?
I did.
You hear that? This is the position that I'm put in.
2 weeks ago, I loved the Tulane Green Wave against your beloved K-State Wildcats and Mr. All-World Adrian Martinez.
We needed
Martinez.
Your support this Saturday, and we didn't have it, and we didn't play well. I'm blaming you. I'm blaming you.
He also came on and said, oh, yeah, you know, you won your Oregon State bet, but your whole premise of
all it, I did was pointed out that it wasn't the type of game, and the game
and
wasn't
it should be,
won
honestly,
in the manner that you
it should be more worrying
thought.
That Caleb Williams played like crap.
I'll be okay.
He didn't play well.
It'll be okay.
Other than the fact that he's made of Teflon, that dude cannot go down in the backfield. All right, we got Monday Night Football tonight. Sean is rocking and rolling with the New York Jets. I might join you on this
Giants.
One.
I have the Giants minus one, and I have over 38.5.
Ooh, brave soul. Primetime unders this year, 7-2.
Oh, yeah. Streaks are meant to be broken.
That is true.
Trends are made to be what, untrendy? Is that what I'm looking for? I got a question for you. So when you see a game that's won, why not moneyline it?
I would moneyline it. I would not. So look at here, the juices, or BetMGM, we'll use that example.
So I have -1, -110.
Right.
Money line, I think,
is -115.
Right.
So I would rather
losing a nickel.
I would rather pay the extra 5 cents
for only one outcome that hurt me.
That is true. And you know, the likelihood of it landing one is very small. That's why you see so many people with teasers play down to 7.5, down to 1.5. I would just, in a game with a total of 38.5, a divisional game, I don't want to end up having a 17-16 game lean to a push. So at this point, and me personally, I'd rather just play the extra 5 cents and lay the $1.15. Yeah. That's just me personally. I think that's the way I'm going to go. I think I'm going to roll with the Giants. I'm going to join you.
Cool.
I'm going to join you. Go Giants. G-Men.
G-Men. It's about time you became coachable. I like it. It's growth, maturity, evolution. All those things rolled up into one.
Can we pull back up the confidence picks there, Britton? I need to be coachable. I just want to see how many points did I accrue and how many did Sean? Okay, 16 points for Tim, 2 points for Sean. Okay, 16. I know I couldn't get into Notre Dame, but my mathematics tell me 16 is
so
greater than
two. So we had six bets on the board. I went, 3-2-1?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I went.
I got to do a better job of assigning the values to them. Because what I probably should do is if it's 15 points, then I should just put 5 threes.
You could do that.
Yeah, that's probably what I'm going to start
doing. That's what Britton did. But remember, the previous week, Sean, you went 3-2, but you had your 5 and your 4 come home.
So I'm making money. Yeah. You're up.
I know I'm up.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that. There we go. So overall, Sean is 6-8-1.
Mm-hmm.
I am 9-5-1, 6-2-1 in college football. Sean has hit on 2 outright dogs. All 3 of my dogs have covered and won 1 outright.
So here's what's interesting about this, because I always tell you this. I'm a dreamer. Like, I'm an optimist. Like, I'm the guy, hey, man, let's go for the home run, fellas. If we're going to walk it off, let's walk it off in fashion. And that's what that very small sample size says.
Because you've hit
2-1 outright on my dogs.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm 1-2 and 3 of them, and all 3 have covered.
Yeah, but see, okay, again, that's why I went back to like who we are internally.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to play the dog on the money line if I feel like they can win outright. So you're going to take the points, which is nothing wrong with that.
Well,
nothing wrong with that approach.
Except with Texas Tech, they went outright.
They did.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm saying I didn't back up my James Madison bet by taking the points. I was all in. I didn't back up my Kansas over West Virginia bet by taking the point. I was all in.
Mm, okay. Should have done with Bowling Green.
Yeah.
2 weeks ago.
I know.
I mean, clearly I should be a dreamer.
I should have went.
I should, you know,
I should have went back to back with Kansas. That was my mistake.
I need to dream bigger.
When Houston was a two touchdown favorite. And I had never seen Kansas under Leopold in this, like, what do you call it? What's your little scheduling quirk thing that you learned your little segment you like to do?
Letdown
spot. Because they had just come off of this big conference road win. You know, now they're playing.
It wasn't on the list.
I know, but I'm saying, like, the way.
So sometimes, coachable moment, letdown spot. It's like, let's say, I'm going to use an example here. Let's say a team from the American Athletic Conference, let's say, hypothetically, Sean, they go on the road to a Big 12 school, and they win that game outright as a 2-touchdown underdog, that would be a letdown spot. Case in point, Tulane against Southern Miss.
We were playing for the bell.
And you lost outright as a 12.5-point favorite.
And I wasn't even talking about
hypothetically.
I was talking about Kansas winning at West Virginia, having to play an American Athletic Conference team the following week. I thought that was a letdown spot, but obviously Leopold has these boys balling. Shout out. Hey, by the way, AP poll voters, you ought to be embarrassed. I mean, absolutely embarrassed. North Carolina has votes in this poll.
Someone voted. Yeah.
Come on, man. It should be embarrassing. And Kansas isn't in it? Come on, man.
And that's why we as bettors.
Do y'all watch the games?
Don't care about the top 25.
Like, seriously, do you guys actually watch the games?
By the way, Kansas is a home dog this week to Iowa State. Oh boy!
Yeah, I'm off the Iowa State wagon. One of the most disappointing decisions I made on Saturday was I know Baylor's a better team than Iowa State.
Well, they were a top five team for you.
I let that line scare me, and I shouldn't have. It won't happen again.
You gonna ride with Kansas this week?
Am I? Jalen Daniels, baby,
he's good.
Oh,
well, Britton peacocking back there with a dark horse Heisman and Jalen Daniels.
And then he led off the comment what I said. It's the same guy that's still betting on Nebraska.
I bet Nebraska.
Like, until you get over Nebraska, Britton, our producer, I mean, spend some time by yourself, man. You know, get yourself together.
You told us that South Florida was a good bet to win the AAC last week.
Have you seen the AAC, man? I'm just telling you.
Have you seen South Florida?
I know. And in spite of that, I still think it's wide open.
By the way, good job on you not taking a cigar bet with me.
On Louisville?
On Louisville, because I told you they were going to smoke South Florida.
I don't trust Joe Scott, man.
Smoke him.
Jeez.
Man.
And still, having said that, I just...
I'll place that bet. Here, you give me the money. I will make the bet that USF will win the AAC. Yeah.
How you made the bet? Why'd I make it again?
Well, I'm just saying. Why would you burn money? Do you like burning money?
I'm a dreamer.
There's difference between more.
Why do my dreams have such an impact on you emotionally?
Because we are a gambling show, and I don't like you lighting money on fire.
I have conference wagers on Tulane and USF.
That seems wise.
I don't have any on Nebraska.
Fair.
BetMGM is here. And with a tap, you're betting with the king of sportsbooks.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
Laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.